Makazi the African Queen yenza kane athi khule akwe hambisana naso kwesithandwa sakhe lokhu ngumaster KG ngoma yabo limnandi kakhulu sihlobo sengoma sithi khule akwe emsakatweni wakho Pulse FM the pumping beats of ekasi on such a beautiful day athi abang 16 maminti ishayele kuyona insimbi yes 4 emsakatweni wakho Pulse FM you're still tuned to afternoon drive special edition kanye ndeke nomshayeli uAndiswa kwaZulu here doing this thing of women so today it's all about women legend abantu besifazane it's the 9th guys of August nyanga yabomake bese ke next month inyanga ye heritage day mvine nje fat alesi akhuluma nge heritage day ukuthi abantu sebawalahlile masiko abantu sebendeni but today let's focus on women's day so as I've promised earlier on ukuthi masegment lesitoba nawo ke showini namuhla kufayikhasi ema-interview lapho sitabe si-engage khona kancane nje abantu besifazane labakhona labasha eNingizimu Afrika labentalithinjo kakhulu kepha kuwe lucky enough today to have a guest on the show she is from here bathi Lokari Sileke hlalasho ke mfana wam 325 we have a lady from Barberton she's here in studio with me at the moment yona ke invombe yakasibiya njengoba sengishilo ele on ukuthi aside from the things she do she's a well-educated lady yes, siyakuthanda lokho abantu besifazane ukuthi bafunde babe independent. So, we are talking about women empowerment, guys. We are talking about independence in women. Ukhumbule nje masibuye sibuyele emuva kancane nasibuka ihistory abantu besifazane la South Africa. Abantu besifazane bebavaleleka emathubeni lamaningi la South Africa because bebakutshela ukuthi umuntu wesifazane ubelong ekitchen uyapheka ugadza abantwana bese amadvoza ayaphuma yosebenza. So, le mentality leyo ya affect abantu besifazane kakhulu. Kepha ke since 1994 i-government ke yase introduce ama policies ekulwa nalama believe lawo awacetha kancane kancane abantu besifazane bayakhula bayandlondlobala we have umam Nora lo phethe amabhasi lapha in the spread company lenkulu iBasco iphethe ngilomakelo she's an example of women empowerment so another example ngiyoke inbombi uSintia wakasibiya hayi Sintia Sambo lona uSintia wakasibiya she is from Barberton khona ngala e12 yeah yena ke amongst other things she is of course she owns some local businesses khona like haya one thing I like about her she drafts a business proposal and a business plan kumbule ukuthi lesikhathi lesiphilakiso eNingizimu Afrika kuphuma nje uthi uyofuna umsebenzi sekulukhulu kakhulu so even the government itself it's advise people ukuthi if you have the qualities to start a business yeah you can start a business it's fine it's mostly advisable but in order to start a business you need a business plan and stuff need to find a letter yabo so people like bosinta ngibona laba sita ukuthi sibe na letindo letter yabo so sobe sicotsana naye so vele ukhona sisinta sabona
sanibonani balale emakhaya sabona Andiswa Sintia wakasibiya lona
how are you
Ngiyaphila mina kujani
wena? Ba, makuphila wena ngiyaphila. Thank you so much for making time and coming to talk to us. I'm sorry 20. Let's start here my lady. Women's month or rather Women's Day. What does Women's Day mean for you?
Okay, so for this year Women's Day kimi chaza ukuthi azizo sithotha imbokodo sesima marshmallows, we are chocolates, sima cream de la cream.
Yeah.
ukuthi nisiphathe kahle asifuni kubekethela asifuni ukuqina sifuna kuphela kamnandi sibe happy sibe right
but sike seniyaphuma kule content ye women's day ukuba ichaze ukuthi from imbokodo to uma marshmallow lokho nikwendiswa yini and kuqala inini lokuthi ichange the believe from ukuthi imbokodo ukuthi nyaro senima marshmallow
sizibona ngathi the more khamba minyaka ne ukuba imbokodo kuyastimada sesiphoswa njengemagabazi noma ngabe kunake into ekulutho sekumele ucine noma ungafuni masase tisibuka kahle lokuba imbewot phuma kwethu akugazi nje kwabasita ngalutho instead kufake ama emotional traumas ne emotional damage lengapheli so thina to divert from that and change and be the better generation esifuna kuba ngiyo nokuthi abantu bethu balandele thina to understand ukuthi you can still be woman and be soft uphile kahle ube happy without grasping yonke I damage loyitholako need nje solo ufela kubeketela and to be called imbokodo
Lovely. La kona kona. By the way, lo says Lorna, she pleaded with me what and she wanted to do this interview, or rather she wanted to have a conversation with me in English with her own reasons. Angmati mina kahlathi bayachaza kuthini. So manje zofuna ukuhlamba la because nesingisi angisadi kahle. But since it's Women's Day, so we do what the women want. So going to push this in English. Now my lady, let's get into the business of the day. I like what you're doing. Of course, drafting business proposal for people. Please tell us more about that services you offer to the people. When did you start doing that? And so far, so good. How is it going?
Okay, so I started doing my business proposals and business plans back in Varsity when I was a student. Students are lazy, so so from drafting and doing that, I then decided to make YouTube my best friend to advance my skills. Fourth level last year, so that when I finish, I have something to do. Now I drafted for students, and then I extended my services to professional businesses, of which it has been going well so far. My clients are mostly from Facebook and WhatsApp, but I really advertise because I think I have enough clientele due to my referrals and stuff. If I do a business plan, yako Andy, so you're just going to tell your friend is going to tell their friend, then I'm always busy.
My 081-805-4237. You can call me here if you have any question for my lady here. Last I got to sign up on my business plan. Now, I want to know, let's just go back a little bit. Why did you choose to do this kind of services? Give one my service back a corner. You chose to do business plan. I want to know, where did you get the motivation to do that?
Okay, so I got my motivation from my business background. Growing up at home, they had a spaza shop.
Yeah.
So for them, that was a business. And then manyo ketsa my subject at school, and I chose commercial stream. I was in science for a week. I got bored. I went straight to e-commerce. So from then, university, I continued ngaleso stream. Then I got motivation from our lecturers.
Yes.
Our lecturers always emphasized how we are never going to get jobs. every day we are not going to work. So from then I decided to go to Yatin. Meanwhile learning, let me grasp information important in future so that I make money. And then I chose making business proposals, business plans, and then tutoring students. Then from Lapoge off we went.
Lovely, well said. It's just beautiful. Let's move to the tutoring part. You just said it yourself. You are a tutor, a part-time tutor. Tell us more about that. And you are doing your sessions online. I want to find out, Guti, how is that going so far to working online? Now, kuluma ngisebenza online. I mean, online is the future now. I want to find out from you, when did you start doing that services? And so far, your services leyo kuhamba njani?
I started tutoring back in Varsity during maybe after the first or second semester. Being a student, okay, we have contributing accounting, blah, 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 please help.
Yes.
I also did that back in high school, but it was not too advanced. So then from there, I then realized, I'm actually good in this thing. Instead of doing it for free, let me try and make money out of it. I then registered under my brother's umbrella company so that when you click in his link, you find me, the tutor, accounting tutor. Okay, cool. So clients get me through that link and referrals. Most of my clients are from UNISA. Most UNISA students are working, so they don't have time for that. I tutor via Zoom, sometimes WhatsApp, video calls, sometimes Google Meet. Mostly I then summarize their notes to make them easy for them, because they're getting minding and they don't have time. So I do that. Sometimes we have one-on-one sessions if someone has a problem. So and I really advertise because it's word of mouth. If I do this for this one person, she's going to tell and then I get a lot of clients.
Indeed, I love the one-on-one session. Yeah, I'm over there. I'm Google and I'm Zoom. If you're not at all, one-on-one, right?
They are working. They have money.
Lovely man, we are in conversation with Yena Gesinta Warasbia as our special guest of today, celebrating Yona Gay Women's Month. She's doing, amongst other things, tutoring as well as business proposal. Now, school my business proposal. Business proposal, ibaleka kakhulu. A business plan ibaleka kakhulu, so we're engaging with her about that. Before we let you go, my lady, I want to know to you, how are you spending your women's day today? Do you really celebrate? Okay, let me start here. Do you yourself, personally, do you celebrate this day?
I'd be lying if I say I do.
Oh, wow. Why?
Because I think this is a day to be more productive than any other day. As I've said, I work mostly online. So today when I get home, I'm going to attend to my clients.
Mm-hmm.
They are my peaceful space. They are everything. So mangifika ngisebenza nabo, siyahleka, siyaxoxa. That's my day.
Right, man. Let's close it like this. For people, of course, who are listening to Mzato Digital FM and who are interested in your services, people who would love to work with you, please share your socials with us. Where can people access your services? Where can people reach Miss Cynthia Warasbia?
My email address is cynthiamamiki@gmail.com. On Facebook, I'm Cynthia Sibia. And then my WhatsApp number is 072-478-6299. I prefer if someone uses my email address for anything professional.
Nvile ke bafethu, professionalism, send an email, lady la iphendula email. Miss Cynthia, thank you so much for your time and thank you so much for coming to talk to us about your business. We at Space FM are wishing you nothing but the best as you grow, your business is going forward. Thank you so much and I hope you will enjoy the rest of the day. Hey.
Thank you for the opportunity, Andy, sir.
Lovely, man. That was lovely. Women empowerment. Yeah, man. Imbo woto. Banbes Fazan. It's like to see Banbes Fazan. Me, myself, personally, I am a fan of that. We are talking to you. And I think that was to be our corner like I am. Chindi, a papaton. Quite some beautiful things that she is doing. And we involve. So it is our job to promote such good businesses. So if you are interested, if you want to start a business out here, just write the email, just contact the person. The child proposal ibe ihle kakhulu, uhambe start a business yakho, ube nemali uyathutha, bantu be accounting, specialize in accounting mostly. Ngithembe ukuthi nawu ni accounting or unemuntu lomatiko lo ni accounting, yeah, angenda athatha ama data athi Zoom meeting, athi WhatsApp video call, she's an expert. Let me use that word, family. She's an expert. I trust she does a good job. The pumping beats of a gas. Among 29 Mamis, Ishaile Onage and Simbia form. So I don't know because that could be a general. It's a special edition of Yonage E Women's Day. Afternoon Drive Show, Konalaika. And Gutilege, Nazigu, do you celebrate Women's Day? And what does this day mean to you? So I don't know. I'm still waiting for those voice notices. After 10 minutes, I'm going to play some of them. And this is Ola Zulu. Hope you enjoy.